Well, today is a budget meeting for Donegal County Council, and this will be the first budget that the household charge will actually be included as part of the budget in the council. And while the protest isn't against Donegal County Council, I think it's important to highlight the impact that the household charge will have and to use the budget meeting of the council as a mechanism to do that. The government has withdrawn 171 million euros worth of funding to local authorities and is hoping to replace it with 160 million raised through the household charge. And we want to use this opportunity to highlight that, this issue and to give people the opportunity to campaign against it and to protest against the charge.
The Campaign Won't Pay group, they've organised a number of protests around the county in the past fortnight. What can these protests achieve?
Well, I think they send a very strong message to the government that people are not happy about the imposition of these taxes, that we want a fair and equitable taxation system where people who can afford to pay a fairer share. And I think that's the most important thing and the most important message to come out there. And it's also to stand in solidarity with people who simply cannot afford to pay this tax as well. And I think it is sending a message when you see the scare tactics that were being used by the government in the papers over the weekend, threatening people that they'd have their wages docked and that to pay this tax where there is no legal provision that they can do that. So obviously it's having an impact, and we need to have more and more people come out and support the protests and give the government the clear message that we are not going to pay it and we don't want it implemented.
You've come out and said that you're not going to pay the household charge. A number of other politicians have said they're not going to pay it. But surely people that can afford it should be paying it?
Well, as I say, I mean, I can afford it, but I feel that there's a large number of people out there who can't afford it, and they have voiced their concerns at public meetings over the last number of weeks. And not only I'm opposed to the tax on a principle, but also I would oppose it on the basis that I stand in solidarity with the people who cannot afford it. And I think it's important that everybody in our community stands together and shows that we are all in this boat together, and that we're going to stand together and ensure that people who are in a vulnerable situation aren't left behind.